Do you know what? All snowflakes have six sides. We still have a little snow falling in Vienna, but it usually disappears completely sometime during February. Unlike some places in the Austrian Tyrol, where you can actually go skiing every single day of the year. Is it snowing where you live? I'm curious to see who has been hibernating underground during the past few months. Because snow is made up of more than 90% trapped air, it can make a surprisingly warm blanket once you're snuggled up under it. I'll bet that the local badger, who seems to enjoy an occasional adventure in my back garden, has a lot more company out there than I'm aware of. I wonder how many mice are out there, sleeping under the raspberry bushes, or hedgehogs, squirrels too. I actually had to chase a squirrel away from my bird feeder last night in my pajamas. No idea how he got into them, but they were definitely a few sizes too big. Now that might or might not have really happened, but here is a story that is very, very close to the truth. There was once a guy called Erwin Pertzi. He lived in Vienna over 100 years ago, and he was a pretty curious person. He was collecting a pair of shoes from the shoemaker's one dark evening, and he noticed that because the shop was lit only by candlelight, the shoemaker had placed a large glass ball filled with water right in front of the candle flame. This magnified the effect, and it helped to make the workshop area just a little bit brighter, and of course, easier to work in. So, Erwin was pretty interested in this idea. He began to do some experiments of his own, with the hope of making the kind of light bulb that would be brighter and better than the basic light bulbs that had only just been invented. They weren't much brighter than a candle, really. He tried a few different things, and at one point, Erwin attempted to fill a light bulb with water and semolina flakes. Do you know what semolina is? It's often used as a kind of baby food. So, there he was, filling the bulb with the water and the baby food. He didn't make a brighter kind of light bulb. If you think about it, he probably made a fantastic mess. But sometimes, a mistake can be the source of inspiration. As Erwin watched the semolina flakes floating very slowly to the bottom of the bulb, he had what you might call a light bulb moment. Do you know what? He said to himself. Doesn't that look an awful lot like snow falling? Do you like snow globes? Well, that guy, Erwin Pertzi, invented them. He and his brother opened their snow globe factory in 1905, and it's still in business alongside a snow globe museum. No, he's not still alive, but his grandson runs it. And the original Vienna snow globe factory has made snow globes for millions of people all over the world. The snowflakes inside aren't real, of course, and they're also not made from baby food. They're made from a secret material that the family never talks about. I wonder, do those teeny tiny snowflakes inside the snow globes each have six sides? Thank you so much to Joshua David Yardy, who produced this podcast and composed the music. You can find out more about Joshua at yardy.composer@gmail.com. To tell everybody that my name is Susan Shea, and you can learn a lot more about the city of Vienna, about how children learn. You can check out some fun family travel ideas, and you can celebrate this wonderful world at phoneticplanet.org.